This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, this what you need to know is a bit of an update from yesterday's extreme weather advisory.
Oh, yeah, today.
Yes, because today, an extremely dangerous storm is moving into Southern California, bringing with it the first blizzard warning Los Angeles has ever seen, according to the National Weather Service. So wait, real quick here. Have you ever heard of a blizzard warning here ever? Like, they're saying that's never happened before?
But wait a second. Are you saying in Los Angeles
yes.
County?
It says the National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning.
In some parts, it'll get really cold, for sure.
Well, I'm just trying to think of where L.A. County and Riverside County sort of meet.
It just says Los Angeles.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, you know, if you think about it, like the outskirts of Los Angeles, like in the mountainous areas, right? Like in like Wrightwood and stuff like that, there's going to be warnings. I don't know if it's, I think some of those places will still be part of L.A. County, like on the outskirts of the mountain areas.
Okay. Let me just say this. It's kind of crazy that there's never been a blizzard warning ever before.
If anybody in LA County who's listening right now receives any snow of any kind, make sure you take videos and still photos and tweet us.
A couple years ago, it snowed in Pasadena when I lived there.
But a blizzard is extreme.
A blizzard, no. You're not going to get like a blizzard here.
Well, it says, according to the National Weather Service.
No, I get it. But you're not going to, that again, those are also like the outskirts near the mountains.
They said that the Southern California is facing threats of snow, rain, and even a blizzard.
Right.
Los Angeles County and Ventura County mountains are under blizzard warning from early Friday through Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
They said snow accumulations could reach 5 feet and wind gusts are forecasted to exceed 55 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, wind last night, about 250 miles an hour, category 1.
It was pretty bad today. I took Chewy for a walk over by the beach, and usually we go in the marina and he hops around in the sand. The sand was like blowing all up in like my face and stuff, and I was like, poof, 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 like getting in my mouth. So like I couldn't walk him by like on the beach.
Can we cut up Lindsay going? Poof, 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 poof.
That's what the sand was like blowing up in the air and stuff. It was crazy. I was like, what is this? You get in my mouth.
Get all up in it. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. By the way, most of LA County, even in the coastal areas, the valleys, will get 2 to 4 inches of rain, which is not a small thing here over the next couple of days. And some of the foothill areas could be 4 to 6.
Is this over the weekend or is this starting tomorrow?
No, mañana.
Because that's
it says
no
starting
good.
Friday morning.
Yeah, oh, really? I thought it was Thursday night.
Because tomorrow, you know, the Lakers tomorrow night play against the Warriors. You know, I don't need to put no snow chains on my car to get on the freeway.
I don't think you're going to need snow chains. I think you're going to be okay.
I had this conversation with Boss Man about snow chains. I didn't know that that was really a thing. I thought that was like from the 1940s and 50s.
No. When you drive to the mountains, if you don't have a 4x4, if it's coming down, like, for example, Big Bear will get, and that where we were just at, they hadn't had snow in a while, so you didn't need chains. But you have to check if there's a chain advisory or not. And if you don't have a 4x4, you're going to need chains.
And they will literally
pull
like
you over and ticket you.
There's
ass.
A chain section like where people pull over and they put on the chains. Here's the problem with chains. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I'm not personally man enough
to know how to put the chains on.
You're wrong. Not to know. Oh. To be able to actually execute the plan.
Yeah.
So not only do I not know, but I couldn't do it if I did know.
Yeah.
I don't have the manly skills to put chains.
Why don't you just go to YouTube or TikTok? It'll show you, I'm sure.
Yeah, but even still, now I'm like watching a video and I'm trying to follow along.
No, you should go before. You should watch the video before you go.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to put chains on a tire?
I did it with some friends. I didn't do all of it myself.
Not easy.
No, it's not.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So as somebody who grew up in the Midwest and dealt a lot with snow.
Right.
We never had to deal with like the chains or anything. Is it because you're on an incline? Okay.
Yeah.
Up. So on the way down, do you also need them?
Yeah, yes. Because you're also on an incline, still going down.
Okay. And driving in a car with chains is like the most annoying thing.
Yeah.
Apologies for my, you know.
No, it's okay. You don't have mountains.
Yeah. We don't.
In Ohio. So I get it.
Four wheel it.
Yeah, you got a four wheel drive, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if you do have four wheel drive?
Then you're good. You don't need the chains.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They won't make you. They'll be
right. Like I drove the F-150 Lightning. From Honest Abe at Fullerton Ford,
Lightning
to Big Bear and back, and you know had we needed the chains, we wouldn't have needed it because it's a 4x4.
I was
4x4 EV, yo.
I've gotten pulled over by the cops, meaning like you're going up to Big Bear.
Yeah.
And they're pulling everybody over to kind of check to see, hey, yeah. Is this a four-wheel drive? Do you have chains? Right. And like they come up to my car like, is this four-wheel drive? And it's not.
Right. And you said yes.
Of course. Of course. Yes. Yes, officer.
And then he said, yeah.
He's okay. Like, go ahead. By the way, I was driving up here today from South LA,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden in my rearview mirror, there is a CHP officer
oh, boy.
With his lights or her lights on.
Yeah.
And they're flashing. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting pulled over.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think to myself, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Am I in the HOV lane by myself? Check. Is my phone in my hand? Check. What is this guy pulling me over for? So I start to move over to my right, thinking I got to get over it. Guy's pulling me over. What happens?
He flies by you.
Right by me.
Yeah. He's telling you, move.
Yeah. Get out my
move.
Way.
Move. Get out the way.
Yeah,
get
right.
out the way. Get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Oh, no. Lights out.
Nice.
I love Ludacris. By the way, are you guys going to go to that Ludacris show when he's at Yamava?
Maybe.
Who else is playing?
When is it?
I'll have to check the date, but we need to go to that, I feel like.
Maybe.
Well,
so anyway, this rain was supposed to start today, tonight. It's now going to start Thursday night, according to what I'm seeing here.
What time?
I mean, it doesn't say specifically.
Oh, because that's important.
I mean, I can check for you if you'd like.
I mean, because we're going to get off the air tomorrow at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over to the Laker game, see the Lakers and the Warriors. And then by, you know, about halftime or so, depending on the score, that's when I might make my escape.
Right.
You know? So I want to let traffic subside.
Rain could be starting. The 39% chance of rain being at 4. It doesn't really, not to like after midnight, do you have like more than 60% chance of rain.
All right. Okay.
So you should be all right.
I'm going to be safe.
Anyway, so this thing, and I want to get to these calls in the anniversary of Do You Believe in Miracles here in a second, but Mateo's opening day is now canceled. We got pushed back a week.
Opening day for what?
T-ball.
Oh, really?
Because of the storm.
What is the T-ball games he's been playing in like preseason or something?
No, it's just practice.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're supposed to have opening day. And I was going to take the kids in the parade in the truck, and now we had to push everything back.
Does Mateo know yet the Little League pledge?
No, he does not yet. No.
Do you know it?
No. The only thing he knows how to say is, Daddy, you're a poop face.
We need to get him on next time.
Where did we learn that?
Next time you're working from home, we need to get him on the mic to say that.
Daddy, you're a poop face.
Yeah, you're a poo-poo face. Everything is poop right now at 4 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then he'll love that story from Nick Sirianni.
Right. We'll get to that in a little bit, too. But let's do this.
Mm.
So today is the anniversary of You Believe in Miracles.
Okay.
Right? Uncle Al, our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get some famous Uncle Al, not Uncle Al calls, famous calls, right? Things that in sports that you hear them and you're like, ooh, I get the chills, the goosebumps listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start with a Laker one, okay? To me, I think, when I think of Kobe and Shaq, I think of the iconic Bob Costas. Bob Costas on NBC calling the Western Conference Finals. Lakers down big, 15 points in the fourth quarter to the Portland Trail Blazers, up down nearly 20 earlier in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Costas gave us the iconic Kobe to Shaq alley-oop.
Portland has three timeouts left. The Lakers have two. Bryant.
Now, that one is, what is that? That's a 10 for sure every time. A 10 out of 10.
No.
No?
No, there's not a lot to that call, I noticed.
Right, but that's
but you're
smart.
Right.
You're
yeah.
supposed to lay out in that scenario because the place is going bonkers.
That's a 5.
What? No way.
Wait till you hear what Cappy's number one is that he sent me.
I mean, it's just, listen, we're comparing things to, do you believe in miracles? Yes, that's a 10. Bob Costas,
wait, let's play
Kobe,
that one first.
Bryant to Shaq.
Yeah. And he doesn't say slam dunk.
No, it's TV. You're watching the picture.
I understand.
You're laying
that.
Out to let the crowd go bonkers.
It's just not a 10 for me.
Oh, you're
you
nuts.
Want me to play
Chills.
Uncle Al again real quick?
Chills. Play Uncle Al again.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
It's over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
That gave me goosebumps.
All right, me too. That just gave
me
goosebumps.
Give me Costas one more time.
Timeouts left. The Lakers have two. Bryant to
Shaq. Nothing to this call.
Bro, laying out is a good thing.
There's nothing to the call.
You're terrible. Anyway, all right, what do we got next?
Kirk Gibson.
Oh, come on. Vin Scully in the World Series on NBC. Go ahead.
So the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone. In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
So, you know, that gives you goosebumps.
That's a 10 every time.
Now, compare that to all Costas said was Bryant to Shaq or Bryant to O'Neal. He didn't Bryant say anything.
And by the way, you don't need to say anything to be good.
No, but
you just like to talk too much.
But Vin lets the crowd do its thing. And then he has something really prophetic to say.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Do you think he had that like rehearsed what he was going to say there? That just came out.
No, he's always, he knows, he's good. Like, you know.
I think in that moment.
He wasn't reading off a script?
No, I think because no one could have ever predicted something like that was going to happen.
No, absolutely not. No chance in hell. Right, yeah. I mean, baseball is super unpredictable. What are you doing there?
Somebody in the YouTube chat is comparing me to Salt Bae.
Oh, yeah. So you have a Salt Bae.
So that's why you just did that.
So I just. If you had your man bun.
Yeah.
You'd totally be Salt Bae.
So I just took a little salt and just
it's
ran it down my
Cappy's
forearm.
It's funny how Cappy's got his own world going on by looking in the YouTube chat right now.
All right,
now.
So let's get one of Cappy's in here. Now, what is this?
The Harlan one is pretty
Kevin
good.
Harlan?
Now, this is a 10 right here.
Okay, what is he doing?
Somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Look out. Here comes the blue coat,
Kevin. Oh, they got him.
Here comes
they're coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your
part. Most exciting
that
thing
was
to
a great
tonight.
Call.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he is, like he's just robbed a bank.
Now, incredible description, but it's not to me like a chills moment.
It's not. It's 100 times better than
funny.
Bob Costas.
No, you're nuts. You're nuts.
It's not even close.
I love Kevin Harlan, who texted me today. What a mensch that guy is.
Sure is.
Not a 10. Not better than Costas, Bryant to Shaq. You're out of your mind.
Costas doesn't even say anything.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't need to say anything. That's the whole point.
Nah. I
you
want to
hear mine? Wanna
you
hear
like
my
to
favorite?
dip.
Nah, just like, you know, you got to say something for the call to be good.
Oh, you stop that.
I mean, come on. Compared to Al Michaels, garbage.
Give me yours, Lindsay. I'm guessing yours is the Cavs winning the championship somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
A minute remaining.
And they're putting Curry in the pick and roll, trying to get him on Irving. Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. Let's go! Kyrie Irving from downtown!
Now, I think Mike Breen is always awesome, but that moment, only because we didn't get a bang, it's a 9. If he gives me a bang there, 10.
Everyone actually asked him, too. Like, why didn't you do a bang there? And he was like, sometimes it's just not right for the moment.
It's not. No, he knows when to bang.
Yeah.
Okay?
I should have given you one from my friend Jim Lampley. Who has a bang, bang, bang. You want more? Bang. You want more? Bang, bang.
Yeah, who was fighting that night that he did that?
It was probably Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
You know, you want more? Bang, 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 bang.
All right, I have a Mike Breen one. We'll save that for a second. But let's get to it. Now, we have J.B. Long on here.
All right, so J.B. Long, I chose this one.
Yeah.
Because J.B. Long, well, put it this way. You just listen to it and you tell me that J.B. Long doesn't have a very distinct call when he calls touchdowns. Go ahead.
Stafford from under center, steps back, throws the fade, back shoulder. Cooper Kupp's got it! Cooper Kupp brings it in! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, L.A.!
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, L.A.!
You're a jerk.
It doesn't help that his voice cracked at the beginning.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Cooper Kupp!
Oh, stop it. It can happen to anybody. How about the Sean McDonough ones,
hey,
for God's sake?
How about this? You ready?
Yeah.
That's a 10. J.B. Long, that's a 10. Bob Costas, a 2.
There you go, J.B. That solves it.
All right. I'm going to give another one for Laker fans here. Big Shot Rob.
It's a 2-point Sacramento lead. We're down to 7 seconds. Putting the move on Christie. Rebound O'Neal. Coming up short. Ori for
super hard to hear.
Terrible. Bro, that's how nuts Staples Center was going. That you can't even hear Marv Albert. Like, that's chills right there. Goosebumps. 10, Marv Albert, the soundtrack of my youth.
Not for me. I mean, I didn't hear a word he said.
Because the place is going bonkers.
I just think it's bad audio.
You know, you are anti-Laker calls. You know,
no, Cap, I'm not. I'm pro-Laker calls.
I could probably find one. This was the one we had in the system, but I could probably find one that sounds,
I mean, right?
A little
don't
better.
You think? You probably. I mean, I'm sure.
That's not his fault, though. That's like the sound guys back in 2000, whatever. Yeah,
all right. Mine is also a Mike Breen, and we get a bang on this one. This one is fairly obvious. It was the single greatest shot that I've been in the house to watch. Right. And I think the biggest shot in NBA Finals history.
James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound, Bosh. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
That, to me, first of all, that changed LeBron's entire legacy, that shot that Ray Allen hit. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot to tie that game and then they end up winning in overtime, LeBron maybe has one championship while he's in Miami, which would have been a complete disaster.
I'd give that one about a 7.5. That
You're
was pretty
nuts.
Good.
Mike Breen is always a 10, especially when he gives you a bang.
Wow.
He banged it.
You just give away 10s too easily.
You
see,
know what?
You couldn't be a judge in the Olympics.
You're like the Paul Abdul.
You're like a Simon Cowell wannabe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, now, you're Paul Abdul. That's right. You nailed it. George is Paula, and I'm Simon. Or maybe I'm Randy.
Now,
no, Randy's too nice, too.
It's a little pitchy.
On the flip side, there's a call we have here that was also excellent. But it's going to be one of those, like, why did you got to remind me of this one? Because all the ones we've played have been very positive, right? This one, unfortunately, did not go the way of UCLA.
Juzang, again with the ball in his hands, in the paint, floater, short, got it back, ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Suggs for the win. Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Unbelievable! Remains on go.
Are you?
Oh my God! There are onions, Jim, and then there are major onions with a kiss.
Oh my goodness! One of the great games in Final Four history.
So Nance gets an 8. Raftery gets a 10.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd say that call a lot.
I'd say Nance, I'm going to give him a 7.5, and he's my boy. But I'm going to give him because I'm a real judge. I don't just give away 10s to everybody, you know. And
I just gave him an 8.
Yeah, I know, but you gave Mike Breen, everything's a 10 with Breen.
No, I said 9.
Oh,
but on the Kyrie one because he didn't give me a bang.
But with the kiss is pretty good. I mean, yeah. Bill Raftery, you know, I should have brought out one. There's another great one. I could probably find it in the break where Gus Johnson.
Oh, anything Gus is great.
Loses.
I love a Gus-gasm.
It was UCLA against Gonzaga also. And Gus goes crazy. Last chance to dance. And he brings the ball up the floor. And Gus loses
Gus
his
is great.
Freaking mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and find it.
All right. We'll find that. And coming up next, Cappy, Darren Waller dishes on your boyfriend Tom Brady. Mm. Raiders tight end. Said he almost became a teammate. We'll tell you what he said in just a moment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This reminds me of somebody photoshopped when I did the morning show with Key and LZ. It was me riding the bike as Elliot and Key in the basket as ET. That's what this reminds me of.
Hey, speaking of photoshops for a quick second, I saw you earlier today on Twitter.
Dime Capers.
Somebody posted, well, I guess Dom Capers, where is he now, a football coach?
Carolina. He's back in Carolina as a defensive coordinator.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, how old is Dom Capers?
He got old.
Yeah. Like, maybe 85 years old?
Yeah, pretty
old. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Like, Dom Capers been in the NFL for, like, 50 years as a coach.
Right. By the way, when you start to Google Dom Capers, when you write in, like, Dom Capers, the first thing that comes up is Dom Capers' hair.
Yeah, so Dom Capers, who, again, the name is probably not household for everybody who's
72,
listening.
By the way.
But he's been, you know, he's been in the NFL for a really, really long time.
He was a head coach of Carolina when they went in the 90s, when they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and I can remember him even before that, like as the Steelers defensive coordinator on the Bill Cowher staffs.
Right.
And so he's got this ridiculous, crazy, like super embarrassing toupee.
And we put it in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust for you to see.
And so, I don't know how you did it. I don't know if maybe
we photoshopped.
Did Grant in L.A. do that?
No, Carlo. Carlo did it here.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
He photoshopped you and me into with Dom Capers' hair.
And then you put it out on Twitter, like, who rocks the Dom Capers wig better?
And people said I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Take a look at this.
Yeah. Although, I thought you rocked it better, personally.
No, I like you in it. You should rock that thing. You should wear that around. Looks good. Seriously.
But yeah, if you want to see it, it is the worst. Like, you there is no exaggeration. Now, you're an exaggerator, as Laura said to begin the show, un exagerado. But this is no exaggeration. It is the worst rug I've ever seen on someone's head. Like, not even like, I don't even understand how anyone can, like, how his family, Dom Capers, the family, the wife, if she, I don't, you know, I'm guessing she's still around, the kids, the neighbors, anyone who loves Dom Capers, they just don't go to him and say, what are you doing there?
No, they're doing the same thing to him that I'm doing to you.
What's that?
Rock it. It looks great on you.
Yeah.
And then behind his back, they're all having a good laugh. Like, can you believe Dad's hair?
If that were my dad, I would say something for
sure. Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's worse than the guy from, what's the movie with, like, Amy Adams and Bradley Cooper, and they're, like, the con man people.
And don't remember.
And they have, like, the guy has the really, really bad comb over.
Is that American Hustle?
Yeah. I just watched it. So, yeah, it's like the guy in that movie.
Christian Bale's in that movie.
Yeah. Christian Bale plays the guy who he sticks all the stuff on his head and then he combs it over. Yeah. That's who he looks like.
But this is so bad. Like, the front of it, it looks like, because it's so perfectly across the forehead.
Right. It's like a Caesar cut.
It's so weird.
But it looks like a rug. Like, legitimately, it looks like a rug. Like, I'm not even joking when I say it looks like something you would buy at, like, your carpet dealer.
Imagine how insecure you have to be about being bald.
You're 72 years old, bro.
Right. That you put on this rug and you actually look at it and you go, you know, this looks better than bald.
Right. No. Yeah. No. Go bald, bro.
Bad look, coach. But I do like capers, like a nice everything bagel with some cream cheese and some salmon.
Don't like capers.
You know? And then some salty capers.
No.
Some tomato.
No.
Oh, delish.
I used to have a dog named Riley. Riley would eat anything except capers.
Love capers.
Spit it out.
I've never had capers. I don't even know what they are.
You got to have them on a bagel.
Yeah.
With cream cheese and lox.
No.
Tomatoes.
Terrible.
Maybe a little Swiss cheese.
They're just salty little balls.
What are lox?
Lox? You know what lox are?
So never mind.
No?
No, I don't know what lox are.
Lox is smoked salmon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what the Hebrew brothers call it.
Hmm. Yeah.
They call it smoked salmon.
Right. But lox is Yiddish, no?
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know? It's your people.
I mean, listen, I grew up, it was always lox. I walk into a bagel store, you know, and I go, yo, I'm going to have an everything bagel, I'll have some lox. And the kids on the other side going, what's lox? What does that mean?
Right.
Like Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going, lox, you know, like the orange stuff, you know? And they're like, do you mean smoked salmon? I'm like, yes.
Is it L-O-X or L-O-C-H?
It's L-O-X.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Lox. Why don't you Google it, see what happens.
X.
Okay, I'll Google it. Okay.
Yeah, lox.
Yeah. Speaking of Googling, today I Googled, because I saw Darren Waller made some comments. Now, do you remember we were talking about Tom Brady when Dana White and Gronk were talking about Tom Brady and all that stuff? And so apparently Darren Waller told Forbes, I've heard it from multiple sources that I respect and I've been close to. And they were like, yeah, Brady to the Raiders was a lock. Well, not that kind of a lock.
It was a lox?
It wasn't a lox. It was a lock.
Okay, got it.
So.
Thank you.
Your boyfriend did think hard, apparently, about playing for the Raiders and then realized, yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
Well, think about this. When Brady was considering going to the Raiders, when Darren Waller says that he's got it on good source, because now he's like the new Adam Schefter.
Right.
You know, he's an NFL insider now, apparently, Darren Waller. When he says he's got it on good authority, who was the coach of the Raiders. Anybody remember?
Josh McDaniels.
No. This
Gruden.
Is going. Yes.
Oh, it was Gruden back then.
Right. So you had John Gruden and you had Tom Brady, and everybody who's, you know, who thinks they know something says that it was a done deal, but it wasn't a done deal. This is why, with Brady not retiring, like, in other words, retiring from the NFL, but not jumping into the booth for 2023.
You think he's going to play again?
I wouldn't put it past Tom Brady to play
again.
That's
what I said.
You and Lindsay are on this thing. Like, enough with Tom Brady. Go home.
But he might.
Go away.
Guy played in 17 games this year.
Go away. Nobody wants to. I don't want to talk about Tom Brady anymore.
Wow, you got Brady exhaustion,
do
you?
Oh, just enough. Get out of here already.
How about Giselle, though? She was partying for Mardi Gras.
Good for her.
Yeah, where do they have Mardi Gras again?
Well, like, they have Mardi Gras all over the place.
No, in like the big one. That's like the one.
Oh, in New Orleans?
No, not New Orleans. The one that's in like Europe or whatever.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Like, wait a second. Hold on. You mean in Brazil?
Was she in Brazil?
Carnival.
Oh, yeah. Carnival
that's
in Brazil.
Not Mardi Gras. Yeah. Right.
Oh, well, they said she was partying in Carnival for Mardi Gras.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was all over, like, you know, all the sites, the gossip sites. She's partying her butt off. Like, woo, yeah, spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter down in New Orleans at Tulane, she's been partying like she's Giselle at Mardi Gras for the last week.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, these pictures all show up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like really?
Just being a 19-year-old.
But, dude, if I show you these pictures, you're like, whoa. And it's not her and her friends. Like, to me, she looks like a little girl. But her friends are all smoking hot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I mean, I can't help it. I mean, I can look at these girls and see that they're attractive. I'm not interested in these girls, but, you know, they're my daughter's friends. But I look at my daughter, I'm like, there's a child. But the body and the suit and everything else says, nope, not a child anymore. All partying.
Yeah. That's what she's supposed to do in college.
And then Fat Tuesday yesterday, and that's the end of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And then today, Ash Wednesday.
Right.
So to all of my brothers and sisters out there that are celebrating today, do you say happy Ash Wednesday? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, people say it to me. They're like, happy Yom Kippur. I'm like, not exactly.
No, not a happy day.
Pretty miserable.
Yeah, not a happy day. Anywho, but yeah, I'm done with Brady. Just enough with you. Darren Waller, stop even talking about him. I don't even want to hear the words Tom Brady anymore.
I'll tell you who I'm not done with, though.
Who?
You ready for this?
What?
Today, the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Jesus.
They released my man, Robert Woods.
Who was at Yamava with you?
Just a couple weeks ago for the big game.
Yeah.
Robert Woods goes on Twitter and says, free.
Oh.
Free. That's it.
Yeah.
Then he goes on Twitter and says, where should I go next? And Cooper Kupp jumps in and, you know, virtually says, come home, bro.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Rams made such a mistake by letting Robert Woods go.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see Robert Woods get a chance to come back.
What about Skowronek?
I like Skowronek just fine.
And it doesn't sound like it.
But I don't like Allen Robinson at all.
Yeah, but Allen Robinson, they got to pay.
I know. Maybe they could trade him.
To who?
Some sucker out there that thinks he could still play.
Mm.
But I love Robert Woods.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him come home.
Okay.
Unless he says, I want to play for the Chargers, in which case I'll boo him every day.
What?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Even though you had partied with him at Yamaha?
It's my man.
Oh.
But not if he plays for the Chargers.
I met with Sebastian Joseph Day at the Tequila Mandala party.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and he was like that Kaplan guy.
Hey, when he was a Ram, I was a big Sebastian Joseph Day fan.
Yeah.
When he's a Charger... Not a fan.
He didn't say that. He was like the nicest human being ever.
I'm sure he was.
Like a big teddy bear.
Plus, he probably was drinking tequila mandala, so he's probably nice and loose.
It was delicious. Yes.
I'm sure
and,
it was.
And him, his wife, was lovely as well. So, all right, coming up next, Cappy, let's go home to Big Deal or No Deal.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's do that next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, Sedano, take it away.
You take it away, Lindsay.
Wait, hang on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is such bleepery.
Total bleepery.
That's the only one I have ready to go. That's Sedano.
I was getting some water.
My man was getting some agua.
This is such
bleepery. You know, I was just noticing online. You remember how you were talking about the lady who got eaten by the alligator? Mm. And there's like a video of it. And I was like, no way. I just saw on like my newsfeed that there really is. It says new video shows fatal Florida alligator attack.
No way, boy. I gotta see that.
Frantic 911 audio release.
Come on.
Right, like who is taping that? Like, go help the lady.
Do you remember, Cappy, when we were little, there used to be these videos called Faces of Death?
Oh yeah.
Did you ever watch those?
Yeah, they had like the monkey that was in the cage, and then they take the little thing off of it, and they smash the monkey's head.
Right. Right. Kind of like an Indiana Jones.
Like they eat his brain.
Right, but then they would have like allegedly real deaths on the screen. Did you think that, were they real? I don't know if they were or not. I don't remember. But I remember watching it as a kid going like, whoa, this is crazy.
But what are you saying that there's like some surveillance video somewhere
well,
that shows the old lady?
Where
getting...
it came from, because there's also a 911 call to go along with it. And it's like, what, someone could call 911 and videotape this, but they couldn't go help the lady? It's kind of terrible. But it might be surveillance video. I'm looking into it.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, of course you would. That's so morbid.
Well, don't you remember there was a video a couple months back? This guy, his dog, like a little dog, got attacked by an alligator. The alligator pulled the dog into the water.
Yeah.
Old man jumped in the water, grabbed that alligator, pulled him out of the water, got his dog away.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd do the same thing.
So, Faces of Death, the narrator presents the viewer with a variety of footage showing different gruesome ways of dying from a variety of sources. Some of the most iconic scenes were faked for the film, while most of the film is pre-existing footage of real deaths or the aftermath of death. So it was a mixture of real stuff and fake stuff, but not like the actual deaths were real. So there you go.
It looks like this is indeed surveillance video. And the woman who called 911 was like really old too.
Oh boy.
Because it was at an old woman's... Old people's community.
Oh, no.
What a shame.
So she's just like, oh, help, help. Oh, I don't even, oh, that's terrible. Ugh. Anyway, back to some fun things.
Yeah, please.
Well, I don't know if this is necessarily fun, but the NBA All-Star Game ratings are in, and the news is not great. The game on Sunday, which aired on both TNT and TBS, averaged a combined 2.2 rating and 4.59 million viewers. Now, that's a significant decline from last year, which, we'll just go to the viewers, had 6.28 million viewers. So that's a lot less viewers.
Like 30%.
Yes. 2023's viewership dropped 27%, to be exact, Cappy. It's the biggest single-season decline for the All-Star Game since 2000, which was the first year after the 1998-1999 lockout. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
It's a big deal. I mean, in the sense that just all ratings are declining. All All-Star games are having issues, and I don't know what to do. I actually had a buddy of mine suggest something that I don't think it would ever happen, but it would be cool to watch, is basically get all the All-Stars, right? Like the, I don't know, you make the teams, how many guys on a team? Give 16 spots, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever, mm-hmm. on each team, and you do like a one-on-one tournament. And Sunday you have like the final four games or whatever to decide it all. And then the winner gets a prize. Actually, that wouldn't be bad. Like, I would actually watch that, because I actually think there'd be if you have the All-Stars competing in a one-on-one, I mean, that's the purity of basketball right there.
I find it very funny how many people are really, really like offended as sports fans that the All-Star game is like 160 to 150, and they rant and rave. Nobody plays defense.
Nobody's ever played defense.
It's a freaking exhibition.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it
well,
is.
Well, I heard Bergman today, you know, yelling about this. They used to at least play defense the last few minutes of the game. Okay, great.
Well, there was a talk show host on another network that was suggesting today that they should go back to the old format where they do East versus West, and then whoever wins gets home court advantage for the finals. And I feel like
baseball did that, and that was a disaster.
Right. And I feel like at this point, like the horses left the stables or whatever.
Listen, the reality is this. The All-Star game has never been anything but an exhibition, okay? And yes, did they play defense maybe for the last 5 minutes? If it was a close game, because they're not always a close game, then yes. But we always remember stuff more fondly as a child than we do as an adult. And the All-Star game is not all that much different than it was back then.
Look, I would tell you this. Just like I don't put 1 second into the NFL's Pro Bowl festivities.
Right, I don't either.
And I give them credit for trying to figure out something new that's more interesting and entertaining. It's just not. The NBA All-Star Weekend, I still like the slam dunk contest.
The Saturday night is the best night. It's been that way for a decade.
I think the three-point shooting contest is good. The game stinks. And no one really, they shouldn't even play it. But here's the problem. No, the league is not going to give up what the All-Star weekend is. It's not just the slam dunk and the three-point and the game. It's so much more. You know, the whole tech thing that they do with the NBA All-Star games, it's sponsors. There's just way too much money to ever give it up. The issue is the players don't want to play, so why would the fans want to watch?
That's like what Kevin Durant said. He said, if I'm a fan, I want to watch Ja Morant. I want to see, you know, all the stars out there. I mean, when I went to the one in Charlotte, that's the most recent one that I went to, being a fan and being there was awesome. Like, they had Kendrick Lamar performing. They had all kinds of, like, NBA
sponsored
parties. Oh,
they always put on
parties.
A great show in that regard. Yeah.
It was awesome in person, and I don't know what it looked like on TV, but I had a great time, and it made me want to get back into watching it again.
The last one I went to was here in L.A. a couple years ago, and I always go to Saturday, but I never go to the Sunday game. I haven't gone to the Sunday game in easily over a decade, and it's just because, like, I don't care. Even if when I used to have to go and travel to these things, I would always leave Sunday morning. I would never stay around for the game. Like, the last handful of times, I never even stayed for the game.
I mean, this whole idea that they're losing audience, are we surprised in any way?
Yeah, but everybody's losing audience.
But that's why I was saying it. Like, LeBron, like, you don't have to play in this thing. It can go on without you.
I want to see LeBron playing it.
I know, but what I'm saying is that the ratings wouldn't be down significantly if LeBron didn't play. The numbers would be the same.
I don't know. I feel like less people would watch if LeBron didn't play.
I think what they should do is take a page out of what hockey did for a while. There's enough great international players now. Play the U.S. versus the world.
That's not bad.
And I actually think that will get guys a little extra motivated.
It'd certainly be interesting to me. More interesting than this.
Imagine the starting five for the world right now. Right? Yeah. You'd have...
They'd probably kick the USA's
ass. You'd have Giannis, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, whatever. Off the top of my head, that's four already. So... I think you should do that.
Yeah, they'd kick USA's ass, don't you think?
They might.
Because you'd have, like, LeBron, Kyrie, KD.
Yeah.
Well, but you wouldn't have KD.
It would be a real game.
Mm.
Yeah. See, do you have more?
That sounds more interesting.
Yeah. Next one. Elon Musk announced today in a joint press conference with California Governor Gavin Newsom, Cappy's BFF, that Tesla would be returning to its global engineering headquarters in California. The move comes less than 2 years after Tesla's dramatic exit from the Golden State, and they left for Austin, Texas. Tesla will open up shop in the former home of Hewlett-Packard in Palo Alto. Is it a big deal or no deal that Elon Musk is bringing Tesla back to California? Cappy, you go first.
I think it's a very big deal. I mean, so many businesses complained about California taxes, and they moved, you know? And they moved to places like Texas or Nevada or Florida. I mean, that's how Miami has become like the new Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's such a joke, though. It actually hasn't, though.
No, but there's been a lot of people that have moved tech companies, and there's a lot of venture capital in South Florida.
Venture capital, yes.
Okay,
there's not a lot of people actually moving their actual companies there, though. Trust me when I tell you that, because I've talked to the politicians there recently.
Well,
about it.
I will tell you this. I've talked to the investment people, and what they say is the opposite, which is they've even said to me, like, why don't you bring your company down here? It's just so much easier and cheaper to do business. Yep. Here's the point.
There's no brick and mortar places, is my point.
Here's what I'm saying.
Create real jobs.
But here's the thing. For Elon Musk to move Tesla and move to Texas.
That's a brick and mortar place with real jobs.
And then now to come back to California, even though I don't really like Elon Musk and I don't trust the guy and I wouldn't buy a Tesla, et cetera, it's still a big deal to bring that back to the state of California when you lost it to Texas. That's a very big deal.
I want to know why. Like, it's got to be some kind of like deal, right?
Oh, I'm sure that the state has said, hey, look, you bring it back, we'll do X, Y, and Z for you.
Well, it's interesting because it's just like the engineering part.
And also, you're going to get better employees here for that kind of business.
Yeah,
like, I'm talking about the top level employees.
Yeah.
You're going to get a better crop of candidates here because of the evolution of green energy here and things of that nature, which is what they need for that car, as opposed to Texas.
Plus, I think in the first place when he moved, he was mad because of, like, the COVID rules and lockdowns.
He took his ball and went home because that's what rich guys do.
Right.
I'm going to take my ball and go home. Screw you.
Well, I'm moving to Texas. It's cheaper to do business there.
Well, it's funny,
is
though.
It, though?
Why is he coming back?
That was the assumption.
Right. Yeah. So why is he coming back?
Yeah. It's not so cheap when they can't, you know, they can't shovel snow out there and, you know, they can't, you know, they lose power every time there's a little bit of snow on the ground.
As for why they're coming back, it's a good question. You know, like, what is the state of California doing for Elon Musk and Tesla? I mean, I'm guessing that it wasn't just, hey, you know what? I've made a decision. I'm moving everything back. I'm guessing that the state of California incentivized him in some way to do so.
Love to know more about it. Yeah. We'll have to look into that. Follow up on that for you.
Why don't you Google it?
We'll have to do a follow up tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. All right, last one here. So for years, moms have joked about drinking alcohol as a way to cope with their stress of parenthood, and the concept of wine moms is largely accepted by society. But a growing number of women are turning to small doses of psychedelics to achieve the same effect, but with a more natural approach. Microdosing moms use tiny amounts of substances like psilocybin to help them deal with anxiety and stress related to motherhood. Many swear that it helps them be a better parent and even focus more on their day-to-day. Is the idea of microdosing moms a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I say no deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so many products have been made now, particularly with moms in mind. I mean, you go to any cannabis shop and you say, hey, I'm looking for something for the stressed out mom, the mom that's just so anxious because of her kids. They're like, here, have her smoke this, she'll be fine. Or here, have her take this gummy. Seriously, there's been so many products made just for this issue and for that demographic. So for me, I'm good with it.
Yeah, no deal. I mean, listen, there's the stigma of cannabis is, you know, in most places is gone away, I think. There's always going to be people that clutch their pearls about stuff like that. But I think that most people now realize if you're drinking alcohol, it's way worse for you than this.
And even more
way
so,
worse.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily that should not be the sole reason to do it. But there's actually some benefits to it as opposed to alcohol that has really no benefits to it.
Isn't it interesting, though, how alcohol is so legal and widely accepted when psilocybin is still illegal here.
It's all in the branding. Okay. There was a time in this country where there was prohibition and alcohol was illegal too. And then the right branding and lobbying and things of that nature and money changed the equation there. And that's what eventually will happen with cannabis too.
Well,
what's
more so
psilocybin?
With like, it's the psychedelics. That's what I was talking
about.
Is
it like mushrooms?
Yeah. Yeah, psilocybin comes from mushrooms, and you know, again, like we've talked about a couple times in the past, mainly the mushrooms. And I know that that's legal in some parts of California, like up near, like in the Bay Area. There's like a city or two. I think in Oakland it might be legal.
Aaron Rodgers has it, you know, injected into his veins during the dark retreat.
I feel like nowadays people like who do mushrooms have them in capsules.
Right.
Like back in the old days, like if you really
you actually
did mushrooms,
had to eat the chips.
Right. You were like, dude, this is so gross and it's dry and you just get really,
not that
really,
you would know.
No, I did it one time and I had
oh, you would be super paranoid, I feel like.
No, I had this crazy, crazy thing that happened to me.
What?
This is when I was in college, you know? And
Did you not kick right that week?
Well, no, funny you ask. We all took mushrooms and we were sitting in our dorm rooms. And I had this thing that it was freezing outside and I had nowhere to really train in the off season because we didn't have an indoor facility at the time. So I had this idea. We had these dorm rooms that had these super high ceilings. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to the stadium. I know where there are these soccer goals. I'm going to cut the soccer nets off the goals. And then I'm going to run a wire across the corner of the dorm room. And I'm going to drape the soccer net over. And I swear to you, I must have kicked 10,000 footballs into that net in the dorm room in the off season.
See?
I swear to God.
See?
And it was all thanks to the mushrooms.
See? Now if you were one of these stressed out moms and you took the mushrooms, you'd be a better mom, right? If you could kick better field goals, then you could definitely be a better mom, don't you think?
I wish I could find like the article from the student newspaper that was like, so our kicker is training in his dorm room because he stole the soccer net off the goals at the stadium because the soccer team's like, what happened to the net?
Yeah. They're like, who's this vandal?
Yeah.
This Kaplan.
Right.
With his man bun.
I didn't have the man bun at that point. I had a mullet.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Had a mullet. Pics of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any pictures?
They're around.
Hmm. I'd love to see those.
They're pretty good.
How good?
Everybody was rocking a mullet back then.
Yeah. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
90s. 80s, 90s.
Late 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially Pennsylvania, I'm assuming.
Yeah. There were a lot of mullets.
Did you Pennsylvania out while you were there? Like went all Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I kind of did. I started saying yins a lot. You know, Pittsburgh, they say yins.
Yeah, you're like the opposite. You're like Lindsay's rival there.
That's right.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the Steelers. Blech.
So. Heinz Field, though, is beautiful.
It's a great stadium, and
it's
so is next door.
It's not called that anymore.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called either.
I forget what it's called, too. Nobody remembers.
It's a great place to watch a football game, though. Right. Like, seriously, like if you like football, go watch a game there. Not a Pitt game, but like a Steelers game.
Hey, listen, a Pirates game.
I was going to say, isn't that the best ballpark?
Yeah, it's a great ballpark. I know that people here don't want to hear this also, but you know the Giants park is pretty badass, too.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? The Giants ballpark's amazing. Petco Park in San Diego is incredible. I mean, yeah. That's why Dodger Stadium did all the refurbishing and all the food and everything. They have to keep up.
The center field food in Dodger Stadium is fire. Like, I'll give them a lot of credit because I know everyone loves the... Laura, I know everyone loves the nachos and the helmet.
Carne asada once, though.
But it's just, the better food is out in the outfield.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And the Dodger dog is trash now.
Oh, here we go.
Farmer John.
Back to...
They killed a guy.
Just
You know?
Did he get eaten by an alligator too?
I don't know. They killed his dog or his hot dog.
Yeah. Wait, you know what? That's funny because who's that super famous chef that's on like the Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
They did an interview with him for some fan fest thingy at Dodger Stadium and he talked about the hot dogs and he's like, well, they are like a national pastime staple and I don't think you need to do anything to them. Just leave them alone. But in reality, everybody hates them now.
Yeah.
He said they're great. You know, Gordon Ramsay thinks they're great. Then what else, you know?
How much was it getting paid?
Yeah, we had it all wrong.
All right, we got to start looking at the Dodgers schedule and see what games we're going to go to. Leave right from the show and go right to Dodger Stadium.
We could do that. Let's do that next. And also Dealer's Choice is next. Cappy, mm-mm. I see you bobbing your head.
No.
Everybody on the YouTube saw you.
We saw it, Cappy. We did.
We saw you.
I'm fighting it.
We saw you bobbing your head to Will Smith.
But
I'm
you did
fighting it.
You
I'm
did.
Fighting it.
You did.
You did.
You did. The YouTube doesn't lie.
I don't see it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah? It'll be up there in a few seconds, I'm sure.
You know, this is what your daughter's thinking out there in Louisiana.
Parents don't understand. And not only Louisiana, don't forget Idaho as well.
Yeah there's that one, too.
Cappy just don't understand.
Yeah.
Cappy, I think you're a very, lax dad, though.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, like, if I were your kids and I would be able to do the things that they do, I'm like, cool, because no, not I.
They're killing me right now, these kids. I'll tell you, listen, my kids, like, to get kids home for spring break.
I just got you a deal on United.
Phenomenal job by you.
It took me 2 seconds.
I sent
Skip
my
legs,
daughter.
Cappy.
I never used this website, Kayak.
Yeah, it's
Oh, my God.
Kayak, Skip Lagged, Hopper, they're all great.
What's
all
the one?
Skip Lagged is great, and so is Hopper.
Yeah. Hopper's good.
Hopper's good, too. Kayak is the easiest one, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because now, because I...
Just download the Kayak app.
Because I'll tell you guys right now, I'm having a really hard time.
Yeah.
I got to go from L.A., mm-hmm. to Lauderdale, back down to my roots, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to go to Tampa for a wedding, and then I got to fly back from Tampa. So now, instead of having
Tampa to L.A. is a pain in the ass.
But the round trip, you know, like when you don't go round trip L.A., Miami, Miami, L.A.
Right, you got to spend more money.
Then I got to go one way, L.A., Miami, which I don't want to go, or L.A., Fort Lauderdale, L.A., Palm Beach.
Yeah, JetBlue, bro.
Trying to get you up. I've been looking.
There's two
what's the dates?
Direct flights to Fort Lauderdale from here because I just flew there. There's one on American and there's one
American
on JetBlue.
Has a bunch of Miami's directs, like four or five a day.
Well, Fort Lauderdale, they have directs too.
All right, go ahead. What are the dates?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I need you to help me out here.
Yeah, let's
I love
this.
How we do this on air.
I love how,
Cappy.
Well, it's the last segment.
Just give me the date.
All right, you ready? Here goes. Yeah. I need you to get me a flight on Monday, April 17th
to Fort Lauderdale.
Preferably Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And then I need to fly back.
Now, are you willing to drive back to Fort Lauderdale from Tampa?
No.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I want to fly from Tampa.
Okay.
And if I could, I'd prefer San Diego or John Wayne rather than LAX. So
you want LAX to Fort Lauderdale? Or do you want San Diego to Fort Lauderdale?
San Diego.
You won't find a direct from San Diego to
Lauderdale. Yeah, you will. Watch, you will.
Okay.
I will.
So I want to leave on Monday the 17th?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me
George
just do the
one George is like the traveling first. Secretary. This is unbelievable.
Dude, I do this all the time.
I do too. I'm like a whiz. People call me for this.
I am the worst.
I'm great at it.
I book all my own travel. I don't call Disney travel unless I'm in trouble.
I am the worst at this.
They got a red eye from San Diego.
Yeah.
To
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. 9:45 lands at 5:34. Fort Lauderdale.
What airline?
JetBlue.
Okay, how much? One way.
Fare start at 119.
Okay, so I saw that.
Right.
And I actually said to Rachel, I'm like, listen, we may have to fly red eye.
Uh-oh. What'd she say?
She did not like that.
She doesn't like that. Mm. But
who cares? You sleep on plane.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
And plus, it's JetBlue. They have the lay-down seats if you want to pay a little extra.
No, not mint. No mint from San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to go to LAX.
We're like, oh. But it's not bad, Cappy.
No, for $119 bucks.
Tell her. It's direct. Let's go.
I just took it, and it wasn't bad at all.
I don't mind red eyes. They don't bother me.
I know. Well, put your foot down.
I would never do the red eye, but whatever.
Oh, I love red eyes.
I do, too.
But they have like plenty of seats on this flight.
Okay. All right. Then what about Tampa?
Oh, Tampa's tough. Let me go on the kayak. Hold on.
Tampa to Lauderdale. Or excuse me, Tampa to San Diego, Tampa to John Wayne, Tampa to Long Beach, Tampa to LAX. I'll take any of them.
What date?
Tampa, Florida.
The 17th. No. This is on Sunday the 23rd.
One way to the 23rd?
Yeah, one way.
April 23rd?
That's right.
Okay. Hold on. See, I already found you a deal.
Mm-hmm.
April 23rd.
You can get it for less
Sunday.
Than 200 for sure.
No chance.
Yes, huh?
Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa to LA.
Well, you don't want to take Spirit.
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
Delta.
Delta, 269.
Come on, one way?
It's got a stop, though.
Where at?
Yeah, no, there's no non-stops from Tampa.
Okay, Tampa to where? Like Dallas, Houston?
Hold on.
MSP. I mean Detroit.
I'm guessing Atlanta, if I had to guess.
There's one in, what is MSP? Minnesota? Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's weird, though. It goes up then down?
Yeah, I don't
like
that.
That.
I
too long.
Hate that. Like, when we went from L.A., and we were going to Cleveland. It took us down to Orlando. And remember I told you like seven whatever layover.
Right, I'm taking Spirit and Frontier out. I'm just leaving Delta and Alaska are your two options. Alaska's great.
I love Alaska.
Alaska's awesome.
You could get really savvy, Cappy, and this is probably definitely a Sedano veteran move, where you do the two different airlines.
Alaska.
Okay, Alaska.
Oh, no, you got to fly to Seattle, bro. That's a long trip.
Yep.
Delta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They all stop in like JFK.
Wait, your stop is LAX.
So then you do that and you don't check a bag.
Yeah, your stop is LAX and then to San Diego.
Yeah, but I could drive. I don't care.
Okay, then you want to just do direct to LAX?
I mean, if how much?
It's $269.
Get out of here.
With a stop at LAX.
Come on.
I swear.
You got to get me this. You got to get me all this stuff.
Just get it right now.
No, I'll book
Delta.
It right now. I'll book it.
Okay. Basic economy. If you want to go like bigger economy or like main cabin, you got to go like three and change.
I don't mind that.
Okay.
That's still reasonable.
United has it for $250.
Look at that. You see, it takes me 10 seconds.
I am the worst when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, we know this.
I'm the worst.
All right, we're done here.
That's it. Let's get out of here.
You know what's coming up next?
Like Laker talk?
Yes.
Slee?
Bingo.
Yes. He's going to have Jovan Buha on from The Athletic. Okay. And then after Slee and Lakers talk is Bet LA with Anita Marks.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. We're done here. Excellent work, Cappy.
Outstanding.
Great job, Lindsay and Laura. Slee, on the spot for an hour, talking Lakers. Next.